dearest dear, we must be parted, be not troubled at the same. I'll to thee prove loyal-hearted, else I greatly were to blame. It doth grieve me for to leave thee, but I cannot it prevent. If man more faithful, least deceitful, never from old England went. Why should I then stay behind ye, and to death in sorrow pine? I shall nothing do but mind thee, in my heart thou'rt wholly mine. In great anguish I shall languish, if you leave me on the shore. My only dear, I greatly fear that I shall see thy face no more. Cheer up, my dear, and do not doubt it. Why shouldst thou create thy pain? 'Tis better for you to believe it. All your sighs are but in vain. To see I must, but don't mistrust that thy love will prove unkind. For my delight is in thy sight. Nothing but death shall change my mind. I will as constant be to thee as the turtle's to his mate. Constancy shall dwell within me, all false dealings I do hate. Lovers' kisses are great blisses when their hearts are joined in one, and then again as great a pain as when unconstancy is shown. Thou unconstant ne'er shall find me, let such thoughts ne'er trouble thee. In my absence I shall mind thee, in my heart thou shalt ever be. Be constant then, by heaven it's meant that we should both together come, and I'll complete thy joys, my sweet, as soon as I'm returned home. Every blustering storm will fright me whilst thou art upon the main. There is nothing can delight me till thou dost return again. Nor shall I sleep nor quiet keep till I thy face again behold. And thou to me more dear shalt be than all the mines of Indian gold. Every roaring, surging billow will put me in mind of thee. I could wish myself on thy pillow there delighted for to be. Although the waves to some prove graves, I hope thou'll not do so to me. Do not complain, my only swain, I'll come, my dear, to marry thee. I shall be with joy transported when again thy face I see, and shall think how thou hast courted when thou wert some leagues from me. Thy very name will cause a flame to kindle tender in my breast. Until I be married to thee, with sorrow I shall be possessed. Oh, my dear, talk not of sorrow, it is a trouble for to hear. And my heart is pierced thorough, pray then banish all thy fear. And I protest I do not jest when I did love to thee pretend. I will be thine, and thou shalt be mine, and so remain till our life's end. Friendly these two lovers parted, he unto the ocean went. She was almost broken-hearted, in his absence did lament. He remained greatly pained, a lover constant, firm, and true, till he did come from a straits home, his lover's joys for to renew.